Welcome to another edition of Live-ish from Orlando. I feel like I'm doing a radio show
is that
now.
Stuck on? Is that stuck?
It seems to have done.
Tonight.
It seems to have stuck.
Yeah.
Live-ish.
Live-ish.
Hi, you're through to Walt Disney World Late Lounge.
Yeah, we're always recording these at like, well, today's 10:15. Yesterday was 11.
Yeah, so it's pretty, again, it's pretty late. But we did a lot today.
We did do a lot today.
So we...
We got about.
Yeah, you had a Woody all day.
I've still got a Woody.
Still got a Woody.
Just pat my Woody.
I mean, we should say it's a sticker.
Yeah.
And nothing else. What else could it be?
Don't be weird.
Don't be disgusting. So, we got to Hollywood Studios at about 7:15?
Yeah, it was pretty... Yeah.
It's pretty early.
Yeah.
Then we made our way to Toy Story Land.
Yeah, what time did we get in? Like 22?
22, then they let us straight in, didn't they? We didn't have to wait any longer.
Yeah.
And
then we just had to sort of slowly walk.
We rode ass.
Yeah. Well, because we were going to queue for
Slinky Dog Dash.
Slinky Dog, but that was down.
Yeah, it was completely down.
So then we decided to do some ass.
Do some ass at 20 to 8 in the morning.
Yeah, the 5-minute queue for that. Not even 5 minutes, was it really?
No. And it was kind of what I expected.
Yeah.
Maybe slightly better than I expected.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be really spinny, but it wasn't, which was nice.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be like teacups, and I wouldn't have gone if it was teacups.
Yeah. It was okay. It was kind of what I expected. It
sends you sliding a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. I did ram into you a couple of times.
Yeah.
You don't want that on ass. You don't want people ramming into you too much.
No, because we... Before we started, there's quite a bit of wear on the seats, isn't there?
Yeah, considering it's only been open a few months.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why, isn't it? Because people slide into the side of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
So we rode that. That was pretty... that was kind of as expected. And then we waited for about an hour.
Yeah,
so Slinky Dog to reopen.
Yeah.
And we had some American guy telling us that he was really rich and had loads of money.
Yeah,
he was really showing off,
but trying not to show off. But it was obvious he was showing off.
Yeah, he was being a bit of a douchebag.
Yeah, telling us how he bought a $1 million house in the Hamptons or something. And,
yeah,
and he flies
first class
because his wife's an accountant.
His wife's an accountant. Apparently, she was there, but we never saw her.
Yeah, we saw him twice in the day,
and she wasn't there.
Yeah, just in passing the second time, and he wasn't there either.
Yeah, so. I think he's lying. I think you think he's just gone through a divorce.
Well, it just occurred to, like, later on in the day. I thought it's probably all bullshit.
Yeah,
I
think you're right. He seemed like a nice enough guy.
Yeah, he seemed like a nice guy. Yeah, he's from New York, wasn't he?
Although apparently he spends a lot of time in Wimpleton.
Oh yes, Wimpleton. He's been to Wimpleton a few times.
For those of you listening back home in the UK, he means Wimbledon.
Yes, Wimpleton.
I liked my time in Wimpleton. That did make us chuckle.
Yeah, inside.
It's almost as much as my favourite when I was at the Tube in London once and someone said, do you know the way to Leicester Square?
Oh, nice.
That was nice. Classic. I mean, I'm not professing to know how to pronounce every American town and city, so
no,
I'm sure we get it wrong as well.
I mean, that's probably quite a common one, isn't it? Like Leicester.
Yeah.
And
well, it's Leicester Square.
Yeah.
For those listening who don't know.
Yeah.
It's Leicester Square. Wimbledon. Wimbledon.
Not Wimbledon.
It's kind of how it's spelt. Wimbledon.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no T there.
It's got no T in it, and it's got no P in it.
No.
Wimbledon. Idiot.
But he was alright, wasn't he?
He was nice. Jessie mugged me off.
Did she?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
You did see that. She mugged me right off when she was going through the gate.
I didn't quite follow what was going on there.
She tried to talk to me. Obviously, she can't talk to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's saying. And I'm not one of these kind of people that makes a conversation up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people seem to do that. Oh yeah, this character did this to me and we had a conversation about X. No, she put her hand to her mouth and ear, and apparently I was supposed to shout something at her. How am I supposed to know what that is?
I
hate Jessie anyway.
And this just added fuel to the fire.
I really hate Jessie. She's the worst character in any Pixar film. Even worse than Mater.
Mater's alright.
Well, yeah, I suppose he's a welcome respite from the rest of the cast.
Yeah, I'd say Mater's probably the best one out of the cars.
Yeah, it's not saying much, though, is it?
No, not really. But we did see Buzz get completely blanked.
I got by this woman. That was funny.
She just had a photo with him.
Yeah.
And he goes for a handshake, and she just completely blanks him
and walks off.
Yeah. But he kept with it, didn't he? He styled it out.
He kept like going lower and lower to the ground in sadness until
eventually a young
girl shook his hand. And he was back with it. And then some guy walked in front of him as he was there about to have a photo. And he turned around like, what the hell are you doing? That was amazing. So we kept ourselves entertained while we were...
Yeah, while we were waiting.
But Slinky Dog was good.
Yeah, we only had to wait like once it had gone, actually started moving. We
15, 20
like
minutes?
15, 20 minutes, yeah.
It
was fast. Well, we were lucky because we were right in the back, weren't we?
We were right in the back.
Yeah.
So we got probably the fastest experience.
Yeah. Which did seem quite quick.
It was good. Yeah. Probably a 7.
Yeah.
I would rate it personally.
Yeah.
Ass, I would probably rate a 3 or a 4.
Yeah, I was going to say 4.
Yeah, a 3 or a 4, and Slinky a 7. I mean, keeping in mind that people listening at home, they're not adult attractions.
No.
Obviously, we're reviewing them as adults. I think for kids, Ass is probably going to be an 8 or maybe even a 9. It's a good fun attraction for kids.
Yeah, it's a nice...
I was thinking it was a great coaster for kids.
Yeah, it's not too intense.
Yeah.
There's only 5 barrel rolls.
two dozen corkscrews or so.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's cool. It goes backwards a little bit.
Yes, a little bit backwards.
And then almost a rock and roller coaster launch.
Not quite. Well, I was expecting something a bit faster there.
Yeah.
Because it sets off quite quickly.
Yeah.
But that bit where it stops and it's almost like it's meant to be building up.
Yeah.
It doesn't really come to much, does it?
No.
But yeah, there's some really good moments in it.
I think it's a great ride. I think for kids, it's a great first coaster.
Yeah. Would you say it's faster or slower than Seven Dwarfs?
I think you can have more fun on Seven Dwarfs if you're rocking the cart.
I don't know. Yeah, but young kids probably can't do that much, can they?
Well, then they're going wrong, aren't they? They should be rolling when they're adult. They can, though.
Yeah. Well, they have to be. Is that the rule?
I think they do, though. I think you can only be.
Oh, cool. Well, probably based on the height, isn't it?
I think it's age.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
It's a bit of a weird.
It's not fair on midgets, is it? Sorry, you've got to roll with an adult. I'm 45. How dare you? They can't do it on height, can they?
Well, they could do, technically.
They could do, but I don't think that'd be fair.
Because, yeah, but...
Warwick Davis is going on that. He's outraged.
Yeah, but surely they're not allowed on certain rides anyway because of the height.
Well, maybe this ride is...
How have we gotten to a subject about, like, midgets and stuff?
I don't think
midgets is the right term, is it?
I don't know.
Probably not politically correct.
What's the politically correct term for them?
Dwarf?
I don't know. That doesn't seem right either.
I think, because you get dwarfism. That's the thing.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I feel like people worry about what we call people too much.
Yeah, well, they do, yeah.
I mean, I don't care if someone calls me, I don't know.
A dwarf?
A diabetic.
That's because you're a diabetic.
They're a midget. What's the difference?
Well, there's a big difference between midget and diabetic, Ryan.
Not if they've got diabetes.
Not in your eyes, you see no difference.
I'm quite sure. So we did that, we went, High Stewards was very busy today.
Yes, being a Sunday,
an extra magic adds to the fire as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did, well, what did we do after that? Star Tours, which is always good anyway.
Yeah, we did Star Tours, and then did we get food?
We went for a Starbucks before that.
Oh, did we?
I think.
Yeah, oh yes, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that.
Which obviously, I think just, as a rule of thumb, we're going to be at Starbucks every day.
Yeah.
At least one. I think we went twice today again.
We did. I made a bad decision there, didn't I?
Oh, your cupcake was an absolute joke. I don't think it was the cupcake that was a joke. I think it was you. Children have eaten cupcakes with less mess than you made.
That cupcake was ridiculous.
No, I don't think
it was. There was the same amount of icing on the top as the size of the cupcake.
Perfect cupcake.
It was like, yeah, but there's no way that you're getting into that without making a complete mess.
I could have eaten that without a mess.
I would like to see that, because...
I'll tell you where you went wrong.
It was blue icing. It would be everywhere.
I'll tell you where you went wrong.
Yeah.
You took it out of the wrapper without buying it first. Go top first. You don't need to take it out of the wrapper.
Huge chunk of icing.
Eat it.
That's what
I would do.
It wasn't the... It was it was meant to be buttercream, but it was quite a wet buttercream.
Yeah.
Whereas... what we get in the UK, I don't know if it's different in the US, but it's quite, like, coarse and crunchy.
Yeah, it's probably because there's no sugar in it in comparison.
Maybe.
Don't know.
But
it looked nice.
It was okay. It wasn't great.
But you'll be the first to admit you're quite fussy.
No, that wasn't great.
Yeah.
You know, cupcakes are cupcakes, and that wasn't great. That wasn't a great cupcake.
It looked good to me.
Yeah.
I didn't try it, to be fair. I didn't try it.
It was the Toy Story celebrating the Toy Story Land opening one.
They're milking that a bit, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. It looked fantastic. It didn't live up to it.
So what else did we do? We did Muppet Vision. Always
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
And
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do Tower of Terror, unfortunately.
It was 80 minutes and we had to get over to Epcot for a reservation.
Yeah.
But we did stop at Baseline.
Baseline Tap House. Yes, that was at about 11 o'clock, wasn't it? It was when it opened.
We rope dropped Baseline, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I say we. I forced you to rope drop.
There wasn't much of a force involved. But
no, it wasn't, actually.
But we're glad we did, because when later on, like a few hours later,
they're queuing
out the door, and they're slow in there, aren't they?
They were really slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that they have to, if you order food, the person serving you goes and gets the food and then brings it out to the counter or whatever. And meanwhile, everyone else is just waiting. You know, why didn't you have one person doing the food? And then three people on the counters just doing drinks.
Yeah, you would think so. It's a bit ridiculous. I mean, as you said, luckily we got in there for opening.
Yeah.
I had a nice tropical IPA. And you had like a...
I had a wild strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And actually, for people listening at home, I will say you did try a sip of my beer.
I did try your, what was it? Tropical IPA. Or something. It was like a really long name, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember the exact name.
Yeah.
So... try the beer today. Tomorrow we may see a cocktail come in.
Possibly.
Because we're probably going to go to Jock Lindsay's again.
Oh, yeah, Jock Lindsay's.
Happy hour tomorrow.
Oh, what, because it's weekday?
Weekday, yeah. So.
At the weekend, there's no happy hours, apparently.
No.
Nothing is happy at the weekend.
I mean, I guess you're already happy at the weekend, aren't you?
Yeah. Well,
I suppose.
So surely the whole weekend should be cheap.
Well, yeah. They make more money, though, don't they? So we went over to Epcot. Both got new Magic Bands.
Yeah.
I got a Stitch one.
Yeah, after much debate.
There was three that I wanted to buy.
We were looking for the Spaceship Earth one.
Yeah. And then I saw it.
And then you saw a Figment one.
Yeah, which was better than the Spaceship Earth
one. Which you almost bought until you saw the Stitch one.
Yeah. So I still might buy the Figment one. The Spaceship Earth one is nice, but it's one of those annoying ones that from anyone looking at your wrist, it just looks like a normal grey one.
Yes.
And the grey is like that.
It does say Epcot on it, but it's quite some grey text as well. Yeah. Epcot bit.
Which is annoying because grey is like the standard colour that they give you when you check into a hotel if you haven't customised.
Right.
So you look like a bit of a noob.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't do the entire strappers
as
the styling. Like, fair enough if the disc in the middle is grey. Because those are just standard pieces, essentially.
Yeah.
But the whole strap should be the Spaceship Earth design, whatever it is.
Yeah, so I didn't... Yeah. I ended up getting a Stitch one. You got a Wally one, right? So
yeah, I got a Wally one.
It's nice, that one, because it's black, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you meant to be able to tear this out?
That's for kids.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because it's got like a perforated bit.
Yeah, that's for kids.
Yeah, I got a Wally one with Eva and Wally, obviously, on it. Which is like mainly black. It looks really nice.
Yeah. And then we went to Le Cellier, which is obviously the best restaurant in Walt Disney World, in my opinion.
I mean, to be fair, I've only eaten at two so far.
Yeah.
So I can't... I mean...
But is it better than Rainforest?
It was better than Rainforest.
Best restaurant in Disney World.
But yeah, both were really well. I say both were really nice. Yeah, Le Cellier was really nice tonight.
Pretzel bread
was great. I will attest to your review of
the pretzel. I'm so glad that we can now talk about this on the podcast because the pretzel bread is just ridiculous.
It was really good. Yeah, and the fact that they can just keep bringing you more. There must be a limit. I would have thought, but
I've ordered two extra servings before.
What? Oh, okay, yeah. Well, as in you've ordered some and then ordered some more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've gone into like a pretzel bread coma before.
It is really good. It's really amazing. It's really light.
And the other bread is just terrible in comparison. It's not bad bread.
It's okay, no. But it's not as... Because obviously the pretzel bread's got a sort of a saltiness to it, which is nice. Whereas the other bread is just regular bread. So...
Yeah, exactly. Wasted carbs.
Comparison.
Wasted carbs.
Yeah. But yeah, we both had the filet mignon, didn't we?
I had mine correctly.
Well, you had yours with risotto as it came. I swapped mine risotto out for mash, which was nice.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I wasn't talking about the risotto.
No, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Rare is the only way to have steak.
I had mine medium well.
Don't even talk to me. I'm still upset. But steak's amazing there. It's really good.
It was so tender.
And anyone on but the dining...
That's a filet mignon for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Anyone on the dining plan, you've got to go to the cellar. Yes, it's 2 credits, but the steak's $59.
What was our bill? It was like 164.
Yeah, 68, I think.
Was it? Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
It was in that neck of the woods, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For two people.
For an entree and a dessert and a drink.
Yeah.
So I had a Canadian mousse lager, I think.
Something like that.
And the dessert was literally the most elaborate dessert I've ever seen.
It was insane, because it was meant to be... Because I was partly disappointed, because it was meant to be a strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah, our emotions are completely reversed.
Yeah, because it was meant to be a strawberry cheesecake. According to the app, they sell a strawberry cheesecake, but they've changed it for Halloween.
Yeah.
And it's now a pumpkin cheesecake.
Which was... Honestly, I saw it. Pumpkin cheesecake with pumpkin ice cream. Yeah. And I lost it completely.
Yeah. But it had like... It was bizarre. It was like this little path had been laid on the plate.
Yeah.
And they had like little pumpkins and then the large pumpkin cheesecake at the end. And you had marshmallows. Amazing.
It was...
And then the ice cream. It was just so elaborate.
I mean, it's on our Instagram page, Theme Park Trader, if you want to check it out.
Is it on Twitter as well?
It's on Twitter as well, yeah. I don't know if it's on my Twitter or Theme Park Trader's, one of the two. But it was quite possibly one of the best desserts I've had at Disney World.
Yeah. What, even above Key Lime?
I don't know. It's a tricky one. I think it's close.
You're right, okay.
It's close to a Key Lime. Because I love pumpkin spice stuff. And it doesn't taste like pumpkin as in if you were to have like pumpkin soup. I don't actually like pumpkin that much.
I didn't know pumpkin soup was the thing.
Yeah, pumpkin soup's the thing.
Sounds a bit grim.
But pumpkin it was more akin to like pumpkin spice kind of taste.
Right, okay.
And it was absolutely incredible. Yours was a bit sickly though, right?
It was quite rich. It was a... What was it called?
Yukon bar? Yukon bar?
Yukon bar or something. Something like that. It was like a something Yukon bar.
Yeah.
So it was like a chocolate ganache kind of thing. But it was quite a lot to it.
Yeah.
It was quite a lot of it. So it was quite rich in the end. But yeah, it was nice.
We're going back, aren't we, next...
Monday?
Monday, yeah.
Monday. Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Take two
of Vasselia, which is never a bad shout. And then we went back to Hollywood. We walked through the boardwalk to get to Epcot.
Yeah, that was quite a long and very hot walk.
It was boiling.
It was like 33 degrees.
And we were walking it
in the
hottest part of the day.
Yeah, direct heat, 1 o'clock, walking across. Yeah, that was...
I was drenched.
Yeah. We stopped in the boardwalk at a couple of shops.
Just because we had to, though.
Yeah.
It was
so cold, so it was nice and cool in the aircon.
Yeah, there was nothing else we could do.
Yeah. And then, because we tried to get in the abracadabra bar.
trying to get into the Who's bra. By the way, Dan is no longer allowed in the boardwalk.
I made a scene, it was awkward. they were closed at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or half one or whatever it was.
It was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah. Baseline Tap House opened at 11.
Yeah.
So
it's poor.
Because we weren't the only people trying to get in.
So yeah, there were other alcoholics like me.
Yeah. Just like pulling at the door and let me in!
We saw one of the greatest things I've ever seen at Disney World, which is a two-seated... a two-seated electric scooter, but they were blaring out music, rap music or something, wasn't it? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But it was very loud, and they were, like, driving past, like, gangsters.
They must have been in their 50s, if not 60s.
Yeah.
Driving, like, in... They were, like, what was it, Pillion?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were driving, like, basically one in front of the other on this scooter.
Blaring out
going
music.
Going down the hill.
Yeah. It was amazing.
They did look serious going down the hill.
They did, they did.
Yeah.
So then we got the bus back to Hollywood because...
Well, we roamed around the shops at Epcot, didn't we? And then...
Then back...
Raced back to...
Hollywood. So we didn't fancy walking back. And the boat was crazy busy on the way over.
Yeah.
But then...
And we kind of wanted the aircon of the bus.
Yeah, so we could see the bus.
At least, but... And then, what, we got back to Hollywood.
Pretty much. We went in the shop, bought a couple of
bits. We got quite a bit of time, didn't we, in Hollywood? Cause yeah. We picked up... I picked up the Alien Saucer cup.
Yeah, ass
the,
cup.
Yeah, the ass cup. And three of the... All three pins for the new Toy Story Land.
Yeah. It was one of those annoying times where we had, like, probably an hour and a half, but it's not quite enough time to do a ride.
Yeah, yeah.
But then we watched... So eventually, we used our fast pass, got into Fantasmic, and then watched that and came back.
Yeah. Something got in my eye as well. It's really annoying.
It is emotional, that last part of the show.
I was, like, sat there, and it's just, like, I could barely see anything. My right eye was going crazy. Mm. And it's, like, I missed, like, the first... the last, like, 5 minutes of the show.
Arguably the best part.
Yeah, which was quite disappointing, but, yeah. Something got in my eye.
It was emotion. It was
the magic that got in my eye. Yeah.
There's me just going, I love you, Mickey!
Yeah, why did you have your top off? Are you, like, swinging it round or something?
It's not all I had off.
Oh, just knock my woody.
God. Podcast is going... down the toilet.
Yeah.
Or, what are they... No, they do call it a toilet over here, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
What else would they call it? Well...
a lavatory.
Restroom.
Restroom. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. But they don't call the actual toilet restroom, do they?
Well, no, but we have a habit in the UK of saying, oh, I'm just going into the toilet. Yeah. But you're not, are you?
That's true.
You're not going into the toilet at all.
Yeah.
So we tend to call the bathroom the toilet.
Well, you may not be going into the toilet.
You go in there first. Yeah, drinking.
No, feet first. Just
a little splash around.
Sort of step in.
Cool down the feet. Well, that's true though, isn't it? I'm just going into the toilet.
Yeah, or the loo.
Or I'm just going into the loo. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're going into the bathroom.
Yeah.
Using the loo.
Well, it's only a bathroom. It's just got a bath.
That's very true.
Otherwise, it's a... I don't know what it is.
Shower room.
Cloakroom.
It's not a cloakroom. You're not hanging your coat up in there, are you?
So they don't call it a cloakroom.
Cloakroom is where you hang your coat.
Yeah. I can't think what it's called. There's another name for it, isn't there? But I can't remember.
The shitter.
Yeah, I mean, that would cover it.
That does it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was our day today. Tomorrow we're getting up just as early, going to Pandora. Well, I say Pandora, Animal Kingdom, but...
Yeah, Animal Kingdom... is it Extra Magic?
Extra Magic tomorrow morning, yeah. And then
which hopefully won't be as bad because it's Monday morning.
We'll see.
Well, it can't be as bad as Sunday at Hollywood.
No, it can't be.
And obviously Pandora's new, but it's not that. It's not as new as Toy Story Land.
It's not new.
It's not Pingu.
No.
But yeah, we're going to try and rope drop both of the Pandora rides, Avatar rides.
Yeah, then we've got Fast Passes for Kilimanjaro, Flight of Passage again.
Yeah, and then Dinosaur. And we've got Yak and Yeti for lunch.
Yeah, and then we're going to finish up probably...
Which will be the first time I've been in Yak and Yeti.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it's good there, really nice. And then we're going to finish up there probably, I don't know, probably about half two, three.
Probably, yeah.
And head to Disney Springs and just chill out.
Yeah. Try and hit a few of the shops because, as we found, you can't get everything at World of Disney anymore.
No, because of the refurb. At the moment,
half the shop is closed.
It's not much in there at all, was it?
Not a lot. It was a little of a lot.
Yeah,
a lot of a little.
I think
whatever way around it is.
I think this year most of my shopping will be done at Mouse Gear at Epcot.
Yeah, that was like,
we didn't spend too much time there, to be fair.
No, there's a lot to see there. If anything, that's probably the biggest Disney shop right now.
Yeah, with World of Disney not operating properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By quite a margin as well.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. There's some really nice stuff I got my eye on at Epcot.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. You had to turn that dirty, didn't you? I was talking about salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, yeah? Throwing the salt out. Yeah, no, they were pretty cool.
Yeah,
I want to get a Food and Wine Festival kind of like water bottle.
Oh yeah, that, and there were some really cool, nice glasses as well. Like,
yeah,
for each of the countries.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There's some good stuff at Epcot this year actually, which is dangerous. Given it's my favourite park, it's always dangerous to have good merchandise
there. And
there's
a fair few figment bits as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah,
but I know that Animal Kingdom I won't really spend a penny because I don't like animals.
You're gonna get
or kingdoms.
Green beer.
I'm getting a green beer.
What does it taste of? Green.
Green, yeah.
Okay.
Just spinach.
Just generic green.
No, it just tastes like beer. It doesn't really taste that different.
Okay. It's just Navi urine.
Navi blood.
Okay, I was going to urine, but...
Well, I think
mine... blood's blue.
Why would it be blue?
Because they're blue.
No, the royal family's blood is blue.
Well, our royal family.
Hmm.
Okay.
So they say. I personally like to see them all gutted just to see.
It seems a bit harsh, but okay.
They don't do anything.
I don't know, but...
So yeah, tomorrow we're at Animal Kingdom, and we will record at some point tomorrow. Whether it's from the hotel room again, or maybe from... I mean, you said we're going shopping, which we are, but we'll also probably pop to a couple of bars.
Yeah.
Including the hotel bar tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah, you want a chocolate martini, don't you?
Damn right, I want a chocolate martini.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.